This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It is definitely winter.
It's definitely winter. Yeah, we're what, 3 weeks away from Christmas now?
Yes.
Goodness gracious. Winter officially starts, I think, around the 21st. And weather-wise, it's already hit us.
It is here. I can attest to it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, everything happens in December. You know, all the hunting seasons start.
Mm-hmm.
There's people out doing pheasant hunting in this cold weather.
Yeah.
You know, it started December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And around Plainview and all the places between here and Amarillo,
yep.
You know, they have a lot of pheasant. But I think it's too cold to be out there hunting.
It's too cold to do anything.
I was invited to go quail hunting.
Really? Have you been before?
Long years ago. And I said, no thanks. No thanks. I believe I'll sit by the fireplace.
Yeah. It's much safer and much warmer.
That's right. I'm a big fireplace person.
Really?
I am.
Do you snuggle up by the fireplace, read a book?
That's right. And I do love fireplace. I like to just stand in front of it.
Yeah.
You know, and cogitate a little bit. Think
yeah.
about things, you know?
Yeah. There's nothing like going outside if you can bear the cold and smelling the wood burning through the chimney. And I mean, it's just such a cozy, wintry type thing.
It is. And, you know, with a lot of the new fireplaces, you can't have real fire.
Really?
That's right, because of your insulation.
Really?
Yes.
That's news to me. I didn't know.
Well, see, you don't know all about that, but that is true. Well, we better give out the phone number.
Let's do it.
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring. Right next to Ivy Cottage.
And the website, of course, is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can find case studies, data from past investments, all kinds of testimonials. And it's my understanding you have some big news this week.
Well, you know what? Did you know that we have now had 20 maturities
for
the
year? Are you serious?
20.
20 you know, for the entire year.
20 maturities. That is a lot of money, folks.
You do the simple math, it comes out to an average of about one every other week.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
And most of them came in the fall. Most
really?
Of these, yeah. Awful lot in the last month.
Now, a lot of these are these policies that have come in right on time, or are we early or late?
These are early.
Really?
All of these lately in the last few months have been early.
Okay.
The ones that, and we've paid off on several in the last 2 weeks, and we've got two more to go.
Mm-hmm.
We've got three more to go. And not only that, then we've got a client that has that we did earlier in the year, I think 6 months ago, and we've been informed that this person has went into a coma.
Uh-oh.
And this was a 27-month one.
And you've had it how long?
About 6 months.
Wow.
And it's going to pay 27%.
So this is going to come in about 20 months early.
That's right.
That's almost 2 years.
I think it will because, when you go in a coma— they're not going to keep you alive very long.
Yeah.
There's not a use to once you've gone into a coma.
No. It's not like you're going to be in there for six more months.
Yeah, they don't think it's reversible.
Mm-hmm.
And unless it's reversible, they will pull the plug.
Really?
So I'm anxious to find out what happens.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know what the family's going to do. But, you know, we did another one. We bought one that the guy was in a coma.
When he was already in it.
Already in it. And he didn't last any time.
Really?
Everybody thought he'd last forever. And I said, no, he won't. And he didn't, and we paid off on that. And this one, I think, will be very quick also.
You know, I love how you see these policies come across your desk, and you look at them, and you see things that, that people sometimes don't see. Even the experts say, oh, this is going to last for a long time. You see something in there, and you say, no, it won't. You go ahead and move forward with it. When it lands on your desk for people to invest in, they know that you've looked at these things, and they pay off.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I had 10 come across my desk this week.
Really?
10, but we did not bid on all of them. Some of them were elderly, and you know how I feel about that.
Yep.
Those go in the trash so fast.
Elderly does not mean sick.
It does not mean sick, and I do not want any part of it.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned an awful lot of lessons, and that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do not deal with the elderly. They're going to outlive us both.
Yeah.
So that's not a good thing. Anyway, we did bid on some pretty good ones.
Mm-hmm.
We've got bids out right now of probably 20 million.
Really?
Yes, we do.
Bids out right now in about 20 million that you're waiting to hear back on.
That's right. We're waiting to hear back.
Wow.
Yes.
That's some serious policy and some serious money to be made.
That's right. Some of them are large, some of them are small.
Mm-hmm.
It takes all of them to make it work.
Yeah.
You know, it has to be every different way.
Well, sure.
So anyway, we do have a lot we're bidding on. We've got a lot of clients coming in right now that are interested in investing, that wants to get out of the stock market. I've had a lot of that this week. Had a lot of really good clients coming in and putting money with us and saying, you know, it's just time for us to get out of the market. At our age, we just don't want to take the risk.
Are these people who have you've been doing business with already or
no,
brand
these
new
are
people?
New clients.
Really?
These are new clients. I've talked to some people this week that had very high fees, management fees from some of these companies. I'm shocked
mm-hmm.
because, you know, most people do not have real high brokerage fees.
Yeah.
And these were extremely high. I was really shocked because, you know, the only fees our clients pay is the $250 to the bank. Nothing does. We do not take management fees.
What kinds of fees are you hearing about? Can we say how
several
much?
Several thousand.
Really?
Several thousand.
And your fees are $250 a year?
That's
$250.
Right. $250. So I'm really shocked about that. And you know, if you're not making money and you're paying them several thousand, I just don't understand that. I can't get my head wrapped around that.
Oh, you're hemorrhaging money at that point.
You are. Because if you're not making but 0.36,
mm-hmm.
then you're paying them several thousand, you're backing up.
Yeah.
You know, my first thing would be get my money out of there.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I personally would do. It's up to everybody to make their own decision.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind paying them when you're not making money, it's okay.
Well, sure.
But I would not make that decision, let me tell you.
Who doesn't love to lose a little money at the holidays?
Uh-huh. I don't think so. Most of my clients would not go for that. They'd say, this does not make sense.
Right, yeah.
You know, we need to make sense with our investments.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time, that just doesn't work.
Nice. I love the fees that are low, and I love that you've got a bunch of policies that are paying out right now. Is this generally a busy time of year?
Well, it usually slows down about the 20th.
Okay.
And because, you know, I don't even do hardly anything after the 20th, as you know.
Yeah.
We take the week of Christmas week to January 1st off
mm-hmm.
between Christmas and New Year's every year. Our company takes off that week. So and it's a paid vacation for our clients.
Oh, fantastic.
For our employees.
Great.
So anyway, I don't know if anybody else does that. Probably doesn't, but we've always done that.
Yeah, I know a lot of business doesn't happen quite as much, you know, during the holidays, vacation and
yeah.
all that. So, I mean, that's to be expected. But, you know, you say that you had all a large amount of people come in this past week.
We had.
I just didn't know if that was normal or if it was just something new that it happened.
A lot of people want to get this done before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a lot of people come in. Some of them have IRAs they want to switch before the end of the year. Some of them have got 401ks that they're moving to us. And then we've got people that are fixing to retire and they want to put their money with us now as they go into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've got three or four of our clients that will be retiring this year.
Really?
They've made a lot of money with us.
Like within the next couple of weeks?
Yes, they are retiring. They've given notice. Everybody knows they're retiring.
Wow.
Yes. I can tell you of two at least that I know that are retiring and they've already put all their money with us. and they'll go on making money and they don't have to work anymore.
Yeah, much safer than trying to, you know, retire with the stock market.
It is. And this way there's no up and down. They know how they'll get paid all the time. And they can make enough money with us that they don't have to work anymore.
Is so for somebody, say somebody wants to come to see you this week.
Uh-huh.
How long does it take to actually get everything out and get out of the stock market and get secured in something like this?
Usually a couple of weeks.
Okay. So it could be done by the end of the year.
Yes, it could. Okay. Now, a lot of people are going to bring two types. They're going to bring maybe an IRA. Mm-hmm. Then they may bring cash. So they're going to, the cash can be invested right away. The other, we have to wait till it's liquidated.
All right.
And most people, they'll call the brokerage house and liquidate before they do this.
So the process is usually started before they come see you.
That's right.
They're just going to come to you, and then you'll take care of the rest.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, this is a great way to spend the holidays, and it's some great news for a lot of people making some money as we go into the Christmas season. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number again
is 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And again, we're at 3105 Big Spring right next to Ivy College.
The website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. So say somebody does want to come see you this week and they want to get things started. I know sometimes you can just sit down. They don't really need to be ready to go. They just want to come in and get some information. But for those who do want to get going and get something in gear before the holidays really get here, what do they need to bring?
Well, they need to bring a statement. Let's look and see what they've got, where it's at. If it's a 401k statement, if it's an IRA, whatever kind of statement it is, we need to look at it now before we start. Mm-hmm. The bank will require a copy of their statement. We have to have it for our books and records. And then we have to see what they're invested in. You know, if it's, is it gold? I think I may have told you the story. The man invested, I think, $70,000 in gold. Well, he's lost a whole bunch of it, and his wife told him, if you don't get rid of it and take your money over to Faye, we're fixing to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got it back over to us now. He's out of the gold market. He lost a lot of money.
Wow.
And his wife was not happy.
I bet.
Well, yeah, they charged him a lot of money for storage. They charged him for reselling it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And so when you figure all that, that poor guy lost quite a bit of money.
Wow.
And it was also lower than when he'd bought it.
Wow.
So he didn't get all of his money back.
We don't talk about metals very often. Usually we talk about, you know, stock market and things
That.
I never factored in gold or anything
like that. Oh, yeah. Lots of times people have bought gold. They bought it back when it was $2,000 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now it's $13,000. That's a big difference.
It's a huge difference.
It's a huge difference. And people forget that metals go up and down.
Yeah.
It's a commodity, okay? It's like, I don't know if you remember years ago, all these people got burned on cattle futures.
Mm-hmm.
They got involved in that. And it was wild. And I talked to one guy. He lost his life savings.
Wow.
Yes. He got ambitious, and he went all the way up to Chicago to the Board of Trade and met with those people and said, I want to give you this money. I want to do this. And he lost it all.
You know, I've seen so many people they get into commodities and they think, okay, here's something that's really hot and it's not going to go away for a while. They dump everything in there and you never know. I mean, they can literally change on a dime.
It can change in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The market can go down. It's very volatile and it is for experienced traders.
Yeah.
It's not for Joe Blow out here in the country.
No.
You know?
Very unstable.
It's very unstable. So I remember that story of him losing all of his money.
That's so sad.
Yeah. And they had nothing left. That's how bad it was.
That's amazing.
So anyway, I do not encourage anybody. If you're just an average person like you and me, I don't think they should be in gold and cattle futures.
Make a note. No gold or cattle.
That's gotcha. Right. I mean, if you want to buy cattle, that's fine. On the hoof.
Yeah.
Just don't go speculate on paper.
All right. So I know a lot of people listen to you every Saturday morning. And
yes,
they
do.
It. And then you've also got a lot of people who have never heard you before. So we were talking about investing in life insurance policies. What makes this so much more stable than something like the stock market or something like gold?
Well, first of all, it can't go down.
Mm-hmm.
It does not go down in value. whatever the face amount of a life insurance policy, that's what they're going to get.
Yeah.
Is the face amount of that life insurance policy.
So if the stock market goes down, this is not affected at all. If
no.
gold goes down, this is not affected
no,
at all.
No, it's not. When you do it, whatever we say you're going to get, that's what you're going to get. Because a life insurance policy, whatever the face amount, that's what that life insurance company will pay.
There's absolutely nothing that can devalue these
no,
policies.
No, it will not be devalued. There's no way for that to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot steadier. There's risk. There's risk every day when you get up.
Oh, sure.
And this is just like everything else. There's risk to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not liquid till it matures. And somebody coming over thinks, well, I'll just get back out. You cannot do that. It's not liquid. It's only liquid when it matures and that person passes away.
When you're in, you're in.
You're in. And we tell people that every day. And everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got an IRA, you put it in there. You can't take it out until it matures.
I have a feeling you strongly stress this when somebody comes to see you for the first time.
I want to be sure they understand
that
they can't take it in and out. And we do tell them that very many times. Then the other thing is the premium. If the policy goes over what the time period was, then you have to come up with that premium. And most of them are small, but every once in a while, there'll be one that's not.
Mm-hmm.
But you've already seen it. It was on page 14.
Tell me about page 14. I love the magic of page 14.
Page 14 is the page that tells you everything about that policy.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you who it is, how old they are, what life insurance company carries the paper, what is wrong with them, what kind of cancer they've got. It tells you what the face amount of the life insurance policy is. It tells you what your profit is, how much you've invested, how much we've escrowed for premium, and if it goes over, how much you would owe.
So page 14 is really a broad overview of all the details you need to know.
Yes, it is. It's a broad overview of everything that's happened.
Mm-hmm. So you were saying that there were 20 policies that had matured this year.
There is 20 policies that have matured.
What, when you look at these, is there one particular type of cancer that stands out as really the main one that you look for?
Well, of course, you know, if all of them were pancreatic cancers, we wouldn't even have to call but one time to any one person, and they'd give us everything they had.
Sure.
Because pancreatic cancer is fast. It's mm-hmm. very fast. People live 9 to 12 months usually.
Oh, really?
It does. And, of course, our people are very conservative, and they'll say 18 months or something. We've never had anybody live that long on pancreatic cancer. The second one that is the biggest killer of all is colon cancer. And people don't realize it is so deadly. And they don't go and get checked for colon cancer. I don't know why. Because it is deadly. And it is the biggest killer. And we do a lot of colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We do other kinds. But that is most deadly.
What about brain cancer?
Brain cancer, we have done quite a few of those. And most brain cancers start somewhere else.
They do.
They do. And what they will do usually is after they get cancer, that's the second thing they do. They do a CT scan of the brain to see if it has metastasized there. Usually hadn't got there yet. But we buy some that is already in the brain. And we've done some that they've resected the brain before we bought the policy. But they're not going to survive, I can tell you that.
Oh, wow.
I've never known anyone to survive brain cancer.
I did not know it started someplace else and then moved in there.
Most of it has. Now, we bid on one this week that's different. The man fell off a ladder. And when he went to ER, they found some cancer in the brain.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So going in for something else, the ladder injuries led to the discovery of this.
Yes, it did. And so he's pretty sick, and so we did bid that pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah. And lots of times people do go in for something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're having all this stomach problem, other problems, and they finally go into the doctor, and that's when they find some of this.
It's amazing.
And, of course, they should all be having checkups.
Oh, sure.
If people had checkups earlier, they could probably prevent some of this,
mm-hmm.
Or else catch it when it first starts. But remember, all of ours is stage 4 when they find it.
And that's I'm glad you brought that up. We don't really touch on that very often. you do encourage healthy behavior and healthy
lifestyles
and things
of
like that.
Of course we do. We're not crazy.
I just want people to know you're not the Grim Reaper.
We're not.
But what it is it's people who have these life insurance policies. They're diagnosed with these various cancers, and they really, it's in their best interest a lot of times to go ahead and cash in those policies to sell them, so that they can have the money and take care of whatever they need to take care of.
Well, when people come to us, this is the last resort. Mm-hmm. They need the money either to go to the MD Anderson or, you know, Scott and White, some of the big cancer centers like Mayo Brothers or Sloan Kettering in New York, or they need to settle with the family.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of ours are big policies, you know, $5 million, $2 million, and a lot of those, they just need to settle up with the family. They want to do it now. They know they're not going to be here long, and they want it done now while they're alive. They don't want to wait till they die.
Yeah. Yeah. If they can go ahead and take care of it now, then there's not a whole lot of bickering. There's not – it doesn't – because these things sometimes will tear families apart.
Yes, they do. Especially families that are not very close.
Mm-hmm.
And now that brings me up, and I'm glad you brought that up. One of my oldest clients passed away last week. I've represented her since 2002.
Oh, wow.
And I thought we had really done good on her behalf all these years, her and her husband. They had $2 million, and they had lost a couple of million when I met them.
Mm-hmm.
And she put her estate with me first. His, he didn't put with us for another two or three years. This week, I had the privilege, of course, of adding up everything we'd done to see what she's really worth. She's worth $8 million.
Really? You grew it from $2 million to $8
million? To $8 million. Took a long time.
That's amazing.
And anyway, I'm proud of where it's going. They had no children. Half of it is going to UT Southwest for cancer research.
Wow.
The other half is going to Duke University for heart research.
That is great.
I mean, I'm so proud of what they have done.
Really?
Now, these were people that were so tight. I would look at her bank account every month because I was in charge of that. And she ate at Dairy Queen.
Really?
That was their big deal. They'd go to Dairy Queen for lunch.
That's fantastic.
I mean, she's quite a lady. And he was from Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
He was an architect. And she was a piano teacher.
Really?
And she had a farm. Her family's very, very old pioneers from out in the panhandle. And that was the only other big gift she made. The man that had leased it for, I say 50 years, I mean for a long, long time, leased it from her father before her. And that she did give him two sections of land after him leasing it all these years.
Wow. That is great.
And so I'm really proud of what they have accomplished.
You know, and it's really fantastic when with a story like this, when you can take somebody's money and then you can grow it by 400% and then take that money and then do so much good with it. That's really, I mean, that's fantastic.
I know, it really is, because, you know, they didn't have children.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me, what should we do with our money that would do some good? And I said, how about research? I said, you know, Marjorie had heart trouble. And I said, I think, you know, heart research and cancer research would help an awful lot of people.
Sure it would.
And so that's what they did. And I think that was very, you know, very great of them to do this.
Yeah, that is fantastic. There's a lot of things they could have done to help other people like that. It sounds like some special people.
And you know, they waited all their life to do it. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
is they saved all this back to do it in a lump sum.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's pretty amazing.
How cool. That
yes.
is fantastic. It's so great to hear inspirational stories like that. One of the cancers that I know we've talked about, and I'm not sure how much research there actually is on this, but I know that you found in your own experience, especially lately, that mouth and tongue cancers are something that may be growing up towards the top of your list of cancers that you look for.
Well, you know, we had never done throat, esophagus, tongue cancer. And this year we have bought three policies. Two of them have already expired. Mm-hmm. The people have already passed away, which was shocking to me. And now we have one that the man has went into a coma.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one that's going to pay 27%. Wow. And I think it will be, you know, very soon. And again, it's esophagus cancer.
Wow.
And so we've really seen a lot of that right now. And they're not lasting long with this. The other two, I think they lasted 12 months.
Really?
Yes.
And how long were the policies originally for?
I believe they were both 24.
So they came in half the time.
Yes, they did. And we've had a lot come in early this year. We're just now getting them all up on our screen. Mm-hmm. But people will be able to see how soon these policies came due this year. And, you know, what the total is.
I know that you have done this for a long time, for 15, 16 years. You've seen a lot, and you really know what you're looking for. What made you take that leap for the first, oral tongue cancer?
It was different. Mm-hmm. When I read about, you know, what they were doing, you can't do as much, you know, it's the throat or, you know, esophagus or anything like that. And it looked like they were doing radiation, things like that for this person. One of them said surgery was not possible. And when I read that, I said, you know, this person will not live as long as if he'd had it resected.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that was another reason we bought it.
Okay. Because I know, you know, one time, okay, we call that lucky, maybe. A second time, then, okay, hey, this might be still something to start looking into, but you had three.
Yes, and two of them have already passed away this year.
Wow.
And so this third one, as I said, he's in a coma, and I do not think that he will last long in that coma. But they informed us of the coma this week.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's not very long,
no.
Probably from now on. So what is it... what is it about oral and tongue cancer? Is this something that is, there's a lot of chatter about this, or is
this
something?
No, there's not. It's something you read about on their reports.
Okay.
Remember, a lot of these have two reports, sometimes really good reports.
Yeah.
Tells us a lot about what's going on. Sometimes reports are not very good. If they're not, we don't usually buy those policies.
All right.
Because we want to know everything we can, and then we do research on it and add to what we already have.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I haven't heard a whole lot about oral cancers in the news. And so it's, and I know I don't do this for a living, and I know a lot of people listening aren't doctors and they don't keep up on these things quite as much as the medical field or you would. So, but it just doesn't seem like oral cancers have really been in the news a lot. So it's really off our radar. But for you to see these things, based on your past experience, is fantastic.
Yes, I think maybe we're just now seeing them.
Yeah.
Maybe they've been there all the time, but we didn't see them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just now seeing that. And, of course, you know, there's so many kinds nowadays.
Yeah.
And you know, they thought they had some new drugs the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, those drugs didn't even pan out.
Oh, they didn't?
Didn't pan out.
Oh.
When they went, their final clinical trials, that's what's important. You know, before it comes to market, those final clinical trials.
Wow, because I heard about them, but then I didn't realize that it just kind of fizzled away.
Yeah, some of them just fizzled.
Wow.
Didn't work.
So these,
and you've spent millions and millions, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's really kind of disappointing.
It is disappointing. So when people come to us, you know, this is really the last resort.
Mm-hmm.
And when they sell us that policy, they get that lump sum to go ahead and take care of their affairs.
Yeah.
So it helps them. It helps our client a lot because our client is needing to make some money, and this helps them. So we've helped two different groups. We've helped the guy that need to sell the policy and the people that need to make some money on a policy.
Well, after they sell a policy, I mean, it has to go someplace. Something has to be done with it, and then that's where you step in. How many other companies do you bid against who are trying to
make these? Oh, there's about four.
Oh, really?
And they're big.
Really?
Yes. One of them is a hedge fund, and they can outbid us every day of the week if they want it. And sometimes we get it in place of them, but most of the time, if it's a big policy, they're hot on it.
Really?
And they don't care what it costs. Money means nothing to hedge funds. They have so many million, they can bid anything or do anything.
So then there's got to be a point where you look at this and say, okay, we're not going to bid above this number because at this point now – we're taking profit margins away, and this is
that's
just
right.
Not good.
It gets to a certain point, and you say, our clients can't make any money. Let's back off.
Yeah.
And so we just back off.
Do you have a number when you go in, or do you kind of weigh it as it goes?
Well, we want them to make that 1% a month. Mm-hmm. And the hedge funds aren't making that much.
No.
They don't care.
No.
If they can make 8% for their client, they're fine.
That's not good enough for you.
No, we want to make more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. The phone number, once again,
it's 877-588-3330.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. And every Saturday morning around this time, we start getting into trivia because you bring all kinds of fascinating information in. And it's an opportunity for me to learn something every single time.
Well, that's right. You need to learn something.
I do.
You need to learn the Texas way.
I have learned more about Texas and the surrounding areas in the last 6 months than I have my entire life, all because of you.
That's good.
That's great.
Well, we're going to give you a test later.
No, nobody told me about that.
Oh, have you ever heard of Lost Maple State Park?
Of course not.
It's in Vanderpool, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I wanted to talk about it, it has all these maple trees. And, of course, right now it's fall, and all these trees are turning and leaves are falling off. So I thought it'd be a good time to talk about it. It's on the Sabinal River. It's right in the Texas Hill Country. I know you've heard about that.
Uh-huh.
It's a 2,200-acre state park. It's a huge park. It has sheer limestone cliffs there. It's got deep canyons. It's got woodlands. It's got clear streams.
Really?
Uh-huh. And it's designated as a natural landmark, a natural nature landmark. It's the state's largest stand of big-tooth maples.
Really?
The state's biggest deal of maples in the whole state. And it's east of the Guadalupe Mountains.
Wow. I love maple trees.
And they put on a dazzling show of fall colors. You know how maples are.
Yeah.
It attracts thousands of people to the park. And, of course, right here in October and November is right up to right now is the best times to have been there. The foliage is so gorgeous. You can picnic out there on the river. You can camp. You can fish. And all the wildlife down there. We have lots of wildlife. There's deer down there. There's, you know, everything. Lizards. There's 200 kinds of birds at that state park.
200?
200 kinds. So, you know, it's really neat. And as I said, there's a 4.2-mile around the Sabinal River where you can just go and take all these hikes. You can, some of it's steep.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of you couldn't.
So you need to know what you're doing.
You need to know what you're doing. You might fall because we've got huge cliffs there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got the beautiful canyons. That's what I like is the deep canyons to go and walk in and all this. It's a neat place. And I wonder how many people have actually been there.
I haven't.
Because it's a wonderful state park. And I thought, you know, this is a huge place. I wonder how many people have actually visited this wonderful state park because it's a fall place. It's a place to go in the fall because the maples are all turning.
Now, where is this again in relation to here?
It's in the Hill Country. You know where the Hill Country is? Down by San Antonio, that area.
Mm-hmm.
It's east of the Guadalupe Mountains, which the Guadalupe Mountains is, you know, west of here.
Okay.
It's also where we have the huge park, as I've talked about it many times. But it's a wonderful place to go. And you, lots of times, if you're going to use the campsites, you'll need reservations.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wonderful place, and I just thought, well, I'd bring that up today. That'd be my deal, to tell everybody about these beautiful maples, about, you know, the campsites, the hiking. It'd be a good place to take school children.
Wow.
You know, in the fall.
Yeah.
And up until winter, and winter's fixed to get pretty bad. But I just thought the last of the maples falling might be a good time to go see them.
You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, to see trees with colors, you really need to go up to the northeast. But if we have something that's even better right here, just a few hours away, man, why not?
That's right. You don't have to go to New England.
No.
You know, I think Texas has got everything. There's something different in every part of Texas
that
people have never seen unless they've just started out and said, okay, all the natural wonders of Texas, I'm going to go see them.
Yeah.
It would take a month.
At least.
You know, to see everything we have to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And to have such a different climate between, you know, say, East Texas and West Texas, I mean, it's fascinating how you can have that much change and that much variety in one state.
That's exactly right. East Texas is, you've got your pine trees, you've got things like that, but I prefer West Texas for all these natural things.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got Paldure Canyon also, which is a wonderful place. You've got the prairie dogs in Lubbock. You know, I love the prairie dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, then we've got all these state parks, and most of them have got something really unusual about them, you know. So I recommend people go and see Lost Maple State Park for fall, and right now would be the last time you'd get to see those maples because it's fixing to get too cold down there.
Yeah, we're fixing to start seeing, you know, the threat of snow and hard freezes and things like that, and that's when things kind of go. But we still have a couple weeks to
That's right. I figured they had maybe 2 weeks, you know, to see the last of the maples.
Yeah.
And, of course, the deer are out. You've got the lizards. And then you've got 200 kinds of birds if you don't go too late.
That's amazing.
You won't see them if you go too late.
Yeah, they'll go even further south.
That's exactly right. But you've got your campsites. You've got a lot of nice things. You can do a day trip there also.
Sure, and this might be a good weekend to kind of get out of here since it's so
it's
cold
gonna
and
be
wintry.
It's so cold here. Hill country's a lot warmer. We all know that.
Yeah.
So that might be a good time to go see it.
It might be. Either, if not this weekend, maybe next weekend.
That's right. And then I think you are getting too late.
Yeah, and then you're really kind of pushing
And
it.
The only people are going to be out is the hunters.
Yeah.
I mean, the hunters are going to brave this cold.
Yeah.
You know, they do every year.
Oh, they're dressed for it.
And they are, and I don't know how they do it.
I don't either.
Men are tough.
Well, yeah, well, sure. We're the food providers.
That's right. It's a manly thing to go hunting.
Yes. And you've never been hunting?
Yes, I have.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But a lot of these men are hiding in the motel.
Yeah.
I know this.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. They're in where it's warm, but nobody knows that.
Yeah, we know. We're not supposed to know. Now, don't pull the wool back and expose the whole thing.
That's right. Don't tell them about what they're really doing.
It all starts to fall apart when we ask questions.
That's exactly right. All right. We better go back and give out the phone number.
Please do.
Phone number is 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy College.
Website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can go there, find case studies from past investments, testimonials. You can also listen to archived shows, because I know you have a lot of people that come talk to you about investments who have been listening to you maybe sometimes a couple weeks, sometimes a couple years.
That's exactly right. Remember, men procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
They procrastinate, and it takes them 6 months to a year to come in and see me.
Sure.
But then they say, oh, why didn't I come in earlier?
Yeah.
But what really gets them, I think, to come in is one of their friends will say, you know, I've been with Faye a long time. We've made a lot of money, you know. And so then this, I had calls this week from two different men that said, you know, Faye, I need to come in. My friend has been telling me about you, and I'd like to come in and talk to you. I want to put some money with you.
So what do you tell them when they call you like that? What do you say?
I say, well, why don't you make an appointment? Come in and we'll talk about it.
And how long does usually an appointment, and I know it varies depending on how much information people have, how many questions they have. I know it varies. But generally, if somebody's coming to talk to you for the first time, how long should they plan on sitting down for?
I always think it takes an hour.
Okay. Well, that's not bad at all.
No, it takes an hour because, you know, they want me to explain it, and sometimes they don't understand even then.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go over it two or three times.
Sure.
It depends, you know, like I always say, how hard they're really listening.
Yeah.
You know, because that first time, you know, they're nervous and all this. So, you know, their mind wanders a little bit.
Yeah.
But then the second time, they've got it.
Yeah.
Second time, they've got it.
It's not a mainstream investment. You know, people think of investments and they automatically default to the stock market, and then
right.
people lose their money, and then they start to, you know, after so many years, they start to find other alternatives. And so investing in life insurance policies is not something that really a lot of people talk about. They should, but they don't.
That's exactly right. So, you know, lots of times we have to talk about it quite a bit before they get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they get it, then, okay, that's what I want to do.
Yeah. And I think probably one of the biggest things that people should know is that when they do come talk to you, it's not a high pressure situation. This is, you're not here trying to force anybody in or bully any. You really, really, truly want to make sure that people are comfortable with.
I want to be sure they're comfortable and that this is what they want to do.
Yeah.
And like I always tell them, it's your money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my money. It's yours. We want to be sure you're doing what you think is right, where you'll make money, and if you feel safe with us, then do it.
Now, sometimes it is your money, because if there are some availabilities, you will actually invest your own money in these policies.
That's right, and that's few and far between.
Yeah.
Because these fill up so quick, there's very seldom a time that I get to. But lots of times I will, and then if somebody comes along and wants it, I'll sell it back to them and let them have it.
And, you know, that's really kind of a big deal because, you know, we talked about testimonials and how people came in to see you a couple times this week who have friends who have said, hey, you need to go see Faye. That's one thing, and that's fantastic. It's another thing when you're willing to, I guess, literally put your money where your mouth is.
Yes, it is. And we find that the more, the longer people are with us and the more that they make, you know, that makes a big difference to them. Therefore, they tell all their friends about it, thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you do honest business like you do, and you walk the walk, and you talk the talk, and you live the lifestyle of what you're talking about, I mean, it makes it so easy. It's such an organic fit when people come in and talk to you. It's like, I see what this is working for you. This is working for all these other people. Of course it'll work for me.
Yes, and it will, time and time again.
Yeah.
So we just let them do however they want to do it.
You have a lot of people who invest with you in, say, one policy just to maybe dip their toe in the pool, see what the water's like, see what's happening, see what how the process works. Then all of a sudden they make money. And then I'm assuming here. And then they take that money, bootstrap it, and start putting it in other policies. And then it just grows exponentially.
That's exactly right. So, you know, it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may come in with $100,000. They may come in with $500,000. Mm-hmm. You know, it's whatever they're comfortable with.
Generally, for somebody who's a first-time investor, what do you – and I know $100,000 is the minimum. What do you generally – how much are they really invested? Do most people come in with $100,000 or
no, most people come in with a lot more.
Okay.
Yes, because they may have a 401k that's got $300,000 in it.
Mm-hmm.
They may have one that's got $250,000 in it. And then they may have some IRAs that they need to do, or annuities. I have lots of people getting rid of some old, bad annuities.
So you really, you take a lot of first-time investors and oftentimes put them in a couple of policies right off the bat.
Yes, I do.
If they're available.
If they're, whatever's available, if it fits with their money, we'll put them in it.
Perfect. And some people, if they're not sure, they can come in and talk to you, sit down once, twice, three times, go home, talk to their spouse, and then both of them can come back later. You'll sit down and talk to them as many times as it takes.
And whatever it takes. We don't care.
Perfect. Your phone number if somebody wants to come talk to you.
Yes, it's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Any final thoughts? Any things that people should bring? Anything to get ready for?
Well, you know, they need to get that appointment made. That's the first thing they've got to do. Call, make an appointment. Don't just show up. People do that.
Don't just show up.
They do. I've had it happen a lot. They'll just walk in.
Really?
Yeah, I'll say, well, I need to see Faye. Does she have a minute? And you know, and lots of times, you know, we're backed up.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do, make that appointment. Then bring all your things and come over and talk to us.
I didn't realize you had walk-ins like that.
Oh, yeah, we do. We really do.
Oh, that's great. All right. Faye, thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.